Recorded Books presents The Dregs of Empire, A Tale of the Sun Eater by Christopher Rucchio. Narrated by Samuel Rukin. Chapter 1. The Prison Planet.
"That's enough," cried the senior guard. "I said that's enough, Tolok. You'll kill him."
"You saw him,"
said the other guard. The big fat one with the scarred face.
"The imp tried to curse me. Gave me the evil eye, he did."
The four guards scuffled as three moved to restrain one. The man on the floor hardly noticed. He did not move. He did not want to. Memory of the assault flashed across his mind, revealed like the contours of storm clouds at night by the brief flash of lightning. He should have seen it coming. Shouldn't have antagonized the big bastard. They had been just about to leave him be. "That mouth of yours will get you into trouble one day if you don't glue it shut." How many times had Mother said that to him when he was young? Hers had been the voice of experience, he supposed, though she had opened her legs, not her mouth, though he supposed she'd opened that too. That had been the beginning of her troubles. He had been the beginning of her troubles, her child that should never have been.
"What's so fucking funny, imp?"
It was the fat guardsman's voice, the voice of the man who'd struck him down, kicked him half to pieces. The man on the floor lay still. Had some sound escaped him, some gasp or cry of pain? The idiot had thought it laughter. Or maybe it had been laughter. It was a joke, after all. All of it. A dumb joke.
"I said that's enough, Tolok," said the first guard.
And dimly the man on the floor saw the way he put himself between the fat man and where he lay upon the cold concrete of his cell.
"Don't you know who this is?"
"Don't matter, do it?" asked the one called Tolok. "He's here, ain't he?"
"He was the half-mortal's right hand. The one what captained his ship."
"Bullshit," Tolok spat. "The half-mortal's captain was a giant, everyone says."
"Mayhaps they was being ironical,"
said the third guard, the one who had stayed in the door the entire time. His eyes, black beads, swept over the prisoner where he lay on the floor in his scarlet fatigues, evidently unimpressed with whatever it was he saw there.
"Can it, Prem?"
Tolok snarled, rounding on the man in the door.
"Ironical. Shit! The half-mortal's a traitor anyway. Tried to kill the Emperor, he did."
"You're wrong," said the man on the floor. "Hadrian didn't. He's not..."
The captain, the one who had restrained Tolok until that moment, turned and buried the toe of his boot in the prisoner's belly.
"That's enough from you," he said. "You be quiet. You know what's good for you."
The downed man hardly felt the blow. He hardly felt anything. But that was hardly anything new. His was a complex relationship with pain, one that had little to do with external reality.
"Captain my arse," said Tolok. "The half-mortal's catamite, more like, the size of him."
"Have some respect, man,"
said the captain, the man who had most recently attempted to stave in his ribs.
"You heard the commandant. This is Lorian Aristides."
Aristides. The man on the floor flinched to hear his name, his mother's name, in the mouth of such a creature as the prison guard. Had that been mockery in the man's tone? Did he share his comrade's disbelief? His incredulity that this was Commander Lorian Aristides. Or did he know that Lorian was who he said he was? Aristides. Mother would be so proud to see him then, there, on Belusha. "Lorian Pelagius Morris Aristides," the intake officer had said when they had floated him in for his interview earlier that day. "Formerly Commander, SCO-4 LSN AP-74.58255.7, on loan to the Imperial Red..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?